I want to tell you about a bit of my childhood. When I was young and went to school and was in grade school, when I was in the first and second and third grade, I started off pretty good. I was a pretty reasonable student, got okay grades, didn't really act up. But over time, as second grade came, as third grade came, those grades started to slip. Teachers would say I was just a handful. I just wasn't a good student. And luckily, I grew up in a time when they thought maybe there was something else going on. Perhaps it wasn't that I was just refusing to do my homework. Perhaps I wasn't able to. And they had me tested, and I had a learning disability. I also scored pretty high in other areas, and so they put me in a special program called Gifted LD. It's kind of an interesting dichotomy, especially at the time, because you see, even though being learning disabled or having a learning difference didn't mean you were any less of a person, that you were any smarter or less smart than somebody else, nonetheless, most of the kids, at least when I was going to school, called it learning dumb. They thought that you were just a bunch of idiots. And so when I was in my LD class, I was called an idiot. And then when I got to join the gifted students, I was called a nerd. I didn't quite know what I was. But what was interesting was that no matter who I was, there was always going to be somebody else that was going to apply a title to me, that was going to try and determine my value, was going to try to say what I could and couldn't do. That was a lesson that stuck with me all of my life. In fact, I have an inherent distrust of systems that categorize people and opinions of folks that are lowly. I don't trust them. I try to find out for myself what that person is like and who they are and what they're capable of. Because I myself was categorized in a couple of ways that ended up not really being true. You see, our scripture lessons talk a lot about this. Our passage from Jeremiah is fascinating. You might not have been fascinated by it when it was first read, but let me tell you, it is fascinating. Jeremiah is a prophet that was around during the time of the Babylonian captivity, was there for the destruction of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. And the book of Jeremiah talks about the people not doing what God wants, and that there will be this destruction that comes. And that's part of what is talked about in Jeremiah. But the other part is this great hope. You see, what's interesting is Jeremiah presents this God of retribution and yet this God of ultimate hope and forgiveness all in the same book. It's kind of confusing. Perhaps it's because we put labels on God as well. And God is really beyond our understanding. But that's another subject. Our passage from today is one of those sections of great hope, of great forgiveness. God says, even though there will be this destruction, the nation of Israel will be rebuilt. And furthermore, it said that the blind and the lame will come. They will be part of the people that are called from all parts of the earth to rebuild Israel. The blind and the lame. Furthermore, it talks about the pregnant and the very pregnant about to give birth. That's an interesting image. Can you just imagine a woman who's 8, 9 months pregnant walking a dirt path from God knows where to Jerusalem? It'd be a very difficult journey, I can guarantee. But these are such interesting groups because on one hand, we have this talk about the pregnant, which could be metaphorical. Pregnancy is often used as a metaphor for birthing something new into the world. We see that in Scripture. But then you also have the blind and the lame. You know, you would think that if you were going to build a great nation, if you were going to create something worthy and grand, well, maybe couldn't we leave those people behind where they were? Do we really need to bring the blind and the lame with us? I mean, what are they going to be able to build? Won't they just be a burden on our new great nation? No, God doesn't see it that way. You see, to be great, you need to have the blind, you need to have the lame, you need to have the very pregnant, you need to have all those people who need things from others, who have difficulties that they have to overcome. It's an interesting idea to think that you need the weak to be strong. Paul talks about that in another passage. But are they really weak? Is that just us looking at them? Do we see them and do we say, these are people that we have categorized to be weak, to be dependent. Therefore, we see them as lesser beings. Does God really see people in a different light? Does God see beyond these classifications that we might give others? I mean, think of all of the people that you have known that have had difficulties, that have overcome them, that have done great things. People with disabilities that have done tremendous things beyond what most normal, abled people do. Think about Homer, the great poet, blind. A great asset to his culture. Think of Helen Keller, blind and deaf, but an inspiration to so many. A great power she was. You see, we tend to put classifications on folks. We do it with things like sex and race as well. We say, well, women should do these sorts of things, or they're not capable of this or that. We've said in the past that somebody was less of a person because of the color of their skin. Again, silly classifications that we give people that have nothing to do with their worth. Gospel of John, which I talked about in the children's message, we have that great line, there was a light in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And you see, I think that that line goes so well with our passage from Jeremiah because often in life we are presented with difficulties. Difficulties that we have to overcome. Difficulties that are put on us by others. We're taught that perhaps we're not as useful, we're not as smart, we're not as abled. All the people that have lost their jobs probably feel somehow that they're not as worthy as others. And we have to see past that. We have to throw off these distinctions that other people give us, these limitations that are given to us. We have to throw them off and understand our full potential. Know that the light shines in the darkness and that that light illuminates our full potential. It illuminates who we really are. We are not limited by the sight of the world. My title for this morning is Amazing Grace. Now, I don't know how many of you are familiar with that hymn. I mean, I'm sure most of you are familiar with singing the hymn. But how many of you are familiar with some of the origins of that hymn? Of what it's about? Is anybody? No? Well, what I know at least, and even if it's not true, I'm going with it, is that Amazing Grace was written by somebody who used to be a slaveholder, who used to think that chattel slavery was just fine, and that his life of faith showed him that that was not true. There was a light that shone in that darkness that said, even though this is what society says is okay, it's not okay. You should know better. And all of a sudden he realized that he was wrong, that African Americans were his fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And the great revelation that he had made him write that song, Amazing Grace. The grace that he was given as somebody that did awful things to people. The grace that he was given to be able to realize that he had the ability to redeem himself, to know what was right and good in the world. And that grace is amazing. You see, in Jeremiah, we not only have a story of hope, we have hope upon hope. It's not only a story of a nation being rebuilt, it's a story of a nation being rebuilt with all those people who other folks think aren't worthwhile, that God will show the world their worth and will prove it. Now, for us in this day and age, what is pretty clear that we can take from this message is that we need not be limited in our lives. We need not be burdened by distinctions and classifications and prejudices of those around us. We can rise above those. I guarantee you, no matter who you are capable of more than you ever thought. And that is an amazing thing. And even if we veer off the path along the way, even if we go into those dark places in our life where we seem to have forgotten ourselves, where we seem to have forgotten what we're about, we fall into a pit of despair, where we do things that hurt ourselves and hurt others, even if you're in that situation, there is always a light in the darkness. You are always redeemable. You are always capable of doing great and wonderful things in this world for God and for your fellow brothers and sisters. It's amazing. It is amazing. Don't ever, ever limit yourself by what other people think. Don't ever limit yourself by whatever darkness you find yourself in. Always remember that you are a precious child of God and that the light of Christ is always with you, always there to lead you on a path to a better future, a future in which you fully know your worth and all of the beauty God has given to shine through you. Amen.